There's something you should know about Reba. Reba is backbiting. But before we explain what Reba is, we're gonna have to explain what Reba is not. Because there are so many good, God-fearing, innocent little angelic believers out there that they think they're doing Reba when they're actually not. Number one, Reba is not that which people already know about. Imam Musa al-Kadhim explains that if one speaks of a person in his absence about those traits which are actually present in him, and people are also aware of it, it is not Reba. So if you've ever been in a situation where you're talking about the traits that so-and-so has in his absence, but you're discussing it with people who already know that he has these traits, and you don't have the intention to insult so-and-so, that ain't Reba. Number two, if it's not the truth, it's not Reba. So you've been in a situation where you've been talking to somebody, they've been trying to tell you that so-and-so is a nasty, nasty nose picker. You try and stop them putting your fingers in your ears. Don't defile my precious eardrums with this! But they reassure you. It's okay, buddy. Stay calm and listen. It's not Reba because it's the truth. Well, that is Reba. Something has to be the truth in order to qualify as Reba. If it's not the truth, it's still a sin. But for the record, that ain't Reba. Number three, Reba is not of non-Muslims. Why? Well, let's ponder about this verse of the Holy Quran. When discussing Reba, Allah raises the question, would one of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Notice how the Quran uses the word brother. Why doesn't Allah say person or human? Why brother? We often forget that Islam teaches us to behave courteously with everyone, whether they're Muslim or not. But when someone becomes a Muslim, they're actually entering into a family. Every Muslim out there isn't just a friend or acquaintance, they're your brother. Every Muslimah out there is your sister. Not literally, thank you, but spiritually, we are a family. And you don't mess with family. You don't go messing with my bro's reputation. You know why? Cause my bro's rep is my rep. You get me, fam? You get me? You don't get me. Islam is a global brotherhood. When you backbite your Muslim brother or sister, you're violating that sacred pact of brotherhood because you're showing that you don't see their reputation as yours. Instead of backing them up when they're helpless, they're not in your presence. They can't defend themselves like a dead body. You're chewing on their reputation. Number four, Riba does not apply to that which is done publicly. That's right. So if a politician, public speaker, or scholar does something bad publicly or exhibits a negative trait, even if they're a Muslim, talking about this thing is not haram and it's not Riba. The Holy Prophet said, there is no Riba for three groups. The evil ruler, the corrupt one who openly sins, the one who does bid'ah, deviant innovation. How many times you've been trying to warn somebody? So-and-so politician is spreading lies about the religion. So-and-so public speaker is going against Islam. So-and-so scholar is deviating others. But instead of listening to you, these righteous angelic people put their fingers in their ears. I won't hear it. This is Riba. Except that ain't Riba. And furthermore, if somebody is publicly committing a sin, they may not be a public figure, but they are not even hiding or concealing their sin. You try telling people, this is wrong, this is bad, this is un-Islamic. They tell you, Riba. But that ain't Riba. Imam Sadiq says, if a person openly commits sins, they have no respect and doing their Riba is permissible. Don't judge me.
Right.
And remember, this is strictly referring to those things which are done publicly. So if you find somebody who may be a public speaker, but they have done something in their private life, and you expose that certain thing, that's still Riba. You see, Riba is very specific. It is revealing the flaw of a brother or sister in faith. A believer has a flaw which they were ashamed of. Allah had hidden it from others. You chose to spread it with the intention to make others think less of this person. This sin is so disgusting that Allah describes it as eating the flesh of a dead brother. And this is actually one of the divine realities of what is taking place when one backbites. On the night of Mi'raj, it is reported that the Holy Prophet witnessed people in hell who were eating dead flesh. He was informed that these are those who did ghiba in the world. The Quran says, "Woe unto every slanderer, defamer." Now, there may be times where you are revealing the flaw of a brother or sister, but it's not haram. So you're at a gathering, you're minding your own business, you're social distancing, etc. So-and-so comes over and slaps you on the face when no one's looking. They leave. In the car home, you're with your family. You try and tell them what happened, but they go, "Shh, don't do ghiba." But that's an oppressed person with a sore cheek expressing their pain about an act of injustice that has been done upon them so that something can be done about it. And the Holy Quran says, Allah does not love the public utterance of accusatory speech unless it be by one to whom injustice has been done. You're not evil, you don't have bad intentions, inshallah. You just want an act of injustice to stop. And sometimes speaking about these things can stop them from taking place. Sometimes revealing the flaw of a believing brother or sister is not counted as a sin when there is potential for serious harm. For example, you have a friend. He's about to marry so-and-so. Your friend is head over heels. They've even got a little hijabi on the wedding cake. But you know that so-and-so is hiding something. They're actually a drunkard, homicidal maniac with taboo tendencies. Warning your friend about so-and-so's negative traits in order to prevent tremendous harm from taking place is not haram. Because although this may be revealing the flaw of a brother or sister, it's allowed in order to prevent serious harm. But we have to be very careful because sometimes people end up justifying ghiba through such things. Ghiba is truly a disease. In fact, the Holy Prophet says, ghiba affects the religion of a person faster than leprosy spreads in a human body. Isn't it ironic that we have people who pray lots of prayers, they fast, they recite du'as, they recite Quran majestically, but then they do lots and lots of ghiba. Don't you know that ghiba strips you of all your good deeds? Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq says, ghiba destroys good deeds like fire destroys wood. The Holy Prophet also teaches us that on the Day of Judgment, a person will gather with his scroll of deeds, but when he opens it, he will find it empty. "Oh Allah," he will say, "this is not my record because I cannot find the good deeds performed by me in it." He will be told, "Your Lord does not err or forget. Your good deeds have disappeared due to backbiting about other people." Then another person will open their scroll of deeds and find loads of good deeds. "Oh Allah, this is not my scroll of deeds because I find therein so many good deeds that I have never performed." He will be informed, "These are the good deeds of that certain person who backbited about you, and as a recompense, his good deeds have been given to you." Do you see the divine irony of Allah? The backbiter wanted to bring down the person's reputation in order to exalt themselves. Allah reverses it. He brings the backbiter down and exalts the other. Ghiba is so bad, in fact, that when it comes to other sins, Allah will forgive them if the person repents. But when it comes to ghiba, Allah does not forgive the backbiter till the person about whom he has backbited forgives. You need to go and ask forgiveness from the one you did ghiba about. And you might think, "Phew, I'm good. I don't do ghiba. I don't say bad things about people behind their backs. No, that's just not me." But you listen to and enjoy the ghiba, don't you? The Holy Prophet said, "The listener is one of the two backbiters. One of the concealed forms of riba is to listen with amazement. You don't say the riba, but you encourage it. And when the vicious cannibal is talking, you excite them more by exclaiming, "Oh really? No way! Oh my God! Astaghfirullah! I didn't know that." Imam Khomeini explains that these expressions are meant to affirm the backbiter's statements and to encourage him subtly to add something more, and to affirm riba is also riba. And remember, if they backbite to you, chances are they probably backbite about you. Don't forget to share.